Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I am Dr. Randy Carlson, and this is Intentional Living. We get about 27,000 days on the planet, give or take. Life is short. The psalmist says, wise people number the days that they can have a heart after wisdom, Psalm 90, verse 12. And that's what intentional living is all about. We get three options in life. We can either live a life of good intentions, which means we have an intention to do something, but then we don't. And we still end up broke, unhealthy, fatigued, and lost in our lives. Or we can have the option of living an unintentional life, which means I'm busy with a lot of things, but not feeling satisfied, not heading in the right direction, being unfocused, emotionally drained, starting and stopping, running hot and cold, and busyness taking over our lives. Or we have the option of living an intentional life, to know our purpose, to live our purpose, with the intention of finishing strong in Christ. And that's our goal. You know, it was just last week we started a show, and Larry shared with us from Arizona. He talked about being a single dad and his frustration. And it struck such a nerve, we had so many people calling, that I wanted to re-air Larry's call. And then we got some callers. We have Vicky wants to respond to it. We're going to get to those as well. And you're welcome to weigh in with your comments on all this. 888-888-1717. Here's Larry.
I'm a 46-year-old single male, and I'm raising two little girls, and I've been struggling. I mean, it's chaos in my house, you know. They constantly lie, you know. They fight with each other. Their mom ran out of them, and they take all their frustrations out on me, you know, and I don't know what to do anymore.
Is mom still involved in their life?
In and out, though, you know. And she sees them for a little bit, then she comes in town for maybe a month, and it takes off, and they go nuts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just constantly in and out, in and out, in and out. Everything that I've tried to do, you know, it just goes out the window when she comes into town. And
yeah, well, that's very disruptive. How old are your girls?
They're 9 and 11.
At this stage, how are you doing?
I'm constantly under stress, you know. I'm constantly, it's a battle every day, you know. And pray every day for some help, you know, but I just feel like the Lord is not there for me, you know. That's how I feel, you know.
Boy, that struck a nerve. Larry, thank you for when you shared that. I had a lot of calls, other men in particular, a lot of men calling, struggling, and feeling the load. And Larry's 46 years old, trying to be a good dad, the chaos, not feeling like God's really hearing him. And that call really responded. Callers like Vicky, who's on the line from Michigan, who wanted to comment and share with Larry. Vicky, welcome to the program.
Hi, Randy.
Hi there. Go right ahead. What would you say to Larry?
Well, I just wanted to share some of my own experiences and just what I went through, and the gleam of knowledge of hindsight, if you had all that.
Mm-hmm. What did you go through?
Well, what did you learn? I have now a 35-35 twin boy-girl and soon-to-be 34 daughter, and I divorced when they were 2 and 6 months old, and I raised them on my own. I was a single parent, and I'm still a single parent. I have never remarried. I did it all on my own, and when I would get super, super frustrated, and, you know, like Larry was sharing about that chaos and that camaraderie of fighting and arguing and just, you know, you sometimes just think you're going nuts. I would just, you know, in that frustration, I would just slow myself down and pray. And I really appreciated your expertise at decluttering and organizing, because I know that I was like that, and I kind of see that my daughters are very OCD because of it, but it solved a lot of my chaos.
It really does. You know, I look, Vicky, in our own home, and we weren't single parents. My wife and I raised our kids, but my wife has always been she's been organized. She keeps things in orderly fashion. She knows where things are supposed to be. And not necessarily a perfectionist, but she might lead this way. She leans more on that side than I do. But that's a good thing, because if we had both been a little more chaotic like I am, a little more disorganized like I am, it would have been more chaos even with both of us. But for a single parent in particular, having that level of organization has made a huge difference. So when you look back now, Vicki, your kids are 35, they're growing up. You look back, what's one thing that you would say to other single moms and dads today who are right in the throes of what Larry talked about, feeling overwhelmed and discouraged? If you could only share one thing with them, what would it be?
Anytime anyone asks me, how did I do it? I always say, by the grace of God, go I. And that is definitely the fact. God made me a strong woman. And, you know, sometimes that inner voice would come to discourage me. And I'd go, no, God, I can do all things in you. And so I would trudge on. And I did go through some counseling at the same ages that Larry was talking about his kids, because the bickering and the fighting and the, oh, share the room, and, oh, gosh, it just numerous, and especially two girls. And I was going nuts. And I went to the counselor. She met with me first. The second meeting was with all of us, the four of us. And then the third meeting, we got there, and she just kind of sat me down, and she sat my kids down, and she said, listen, she looked at me first, and she said, you have to understand that you have three very intelligent children. I said, well, yeah. And she says, and they're just trying to get to you. So just stop and tell them you're strong and carry on. And I never went to a counselor after that.
Good for you. Thank you, Vicki. There is resilience in there, being a resilient person. And when you fall down, to be able to get back up. If you just joined us today, last week we talked to, we had Larry on the line, and from Arizona, he was talking about being a single dad, feeling overwhelmed, and that's spurred some other comments like Vicki's you just heard. But you know, intentional living is more than just parenting. It's part of it. Intentional living is a way of deciding to live your life. As I said at the beginning, you can either choose to live a good intentioned life without action, which leaves you broke and maybe unhealthy and fatigued and lost. As they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? I mean, that's kind of a visual picture. Or you can live that unintentional life, jumping from one thing to another. I think many people do, weighed down by going up and down all the time, unfocused, emotionally drained, or by living intentionally in your family, especially single parents. Listen, two of the pillars, of the four pillars of intentional living, habits and declutter, really come to bear when it comes to this thing of being a parent. Okay, let's go to Daniel, who's on the line in Florida, Panama City area. Welcome to the program, Daniel. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. You guys rode the storm, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's been something else down here.
Did you get out of town, or did you ride it out?
Yes, we did at the last minute, Tuesday late night. We decided to leave and got out and came back a few days later after everything had happened.
What did you find when you got back?
Oh, it was just the destruction everywhere, chaos everywhere. People, you know, trying to get back into town, and you know, all the roads were not drivable. So what few trees had maybe been moved. You're weaving in and out, and luckily, if you could get to your house, we were able to get to our house, and we definitely had some damage done, and our church, it was pretty much destroyed, all the buildings with it.
What are you guys finding? I wish I were there. I wish we could, you know, be there physically, but we're on the radio and we're trying to encourage. What are the needs there that we as the rest of the nation can be praying for and thinking about you guys at this point?
Well, yeah, we definitely prayers. That goes so far. I mean, because the things that people are having to deal with and being displaced and having to find places to live or family members to move in with and kids moving and enrolling in other schools because their school's destroyed or their school's not going to start back in, you know, another month. Even in our instance, we'd had an insurance adjuster to come out, and for some reason, this was 2 weeks ago, and we just found out today that they had to cancel that one, so they're having to send somebody else new out.
Oh, wow.
You know, I know it's trivial compared to other things, you know, but there's so much. So, yeah, the prayers go a lot. There's still trees on people's houses that need the chainsaw crews. There's more power coming back to some of the areas, but there's still a lot without because their house was so damaged that you can't turn on power to it like our
Daniel, I'd be interested in knowing what you're learning about God, about your relationship with him and your family, and just How has this changed you?
Oh, well, it's definitely changed me. You know, I'm a Marine Corps veteran myself, so I've, you know, God's brought me a long way through all that, but I wasn't with my family then, and now being with the family, it's been a whole lot different. Definitely not as patient as I had been. So God's definitely working on that. He's opening my eyes to some of the things our kids are experiencing right now, and that's, you know, really my heart, because to see them hurt, and there's no school for them, there's no routine. They're having to, you know, go with us wherever we go, to the house, to the church, to here to sign up. And I mean, just, and there's, you know, we're all in small spaces, and there's no room for them to, you know, really get out and play or be kids, you know, and it's taking a toll on them, because of course, you know, when they're stuck with their parents all day, they let us know, you know, how they feel. And so we do sometimes in turn. So we definitely need some encouragement in that area, because they've been through so much. Our she's soon to be 3 year old was, you know, got when we first saw the house, and she was, oh no, what happened? You know, and she can't get her normal nap time in, because, you know, we're always here, there, and everywhere, and, you know, trying to take care of our kids has been a little bit harder than what it normally is.
Mm. Well, be aware that outside of the area where you're experiencing this, there are many of us, as a reminder even today, to be praying for you and praying earnestly. And I know resources have been coming in the area, but we've been hurting for you, brother. And I hope that the radio, I know it is, one of the things that just, we were concerned because of the radio, and we know we were off the air for several days, concerned about equipment and towers and things, to encourage other people to tune in, to hear the music, to hear the teaching, to hear the encouragement on the radio station here at Family Life Radio in this area, Panama City, intended to impact your life and help you experience hope. I'm glad to be on the air. Daniel will be praying for you, my friend. We got more coming your way. This is Intentional Living. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
In our social media crazed world, isn't it nice that there's a place to encourage your intentional life?
I find something new every morning when I visit.
I get great nuggets of encouragement. Some of the comments are amazing.
The Intentional Living Facebook page is here for you to help you stay intentional, to encourage you, and let you know that in your walk, you're really not alone.
It's the one place on Facebook I actually like seeing show up on my wall.
Find out what's on today's show and join the conversation. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like today.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll do that. We have a lot of friends, thousands and thousands of friends all over the world who are joining in and sharing comments. People like you who are interested about your family, your life, your business, and about using the principles of intentional living to make a difference. So check it out. Also, today we need to, as Christians, the Bible is very clear to us as believers that we are to pray for those in authority over us, even when we're not so thrilled maybe who got elected. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. And around the nation, we know this election this week has been in the spotlight. And if it's in your area, like ours, you probably heard a lot of advertisements, a lot of things going on. Let's face it, our nation has some real needs, some challenges. There's a great division in our land, a lot of animosity and anger. And I think it's an opportunity for us as believers to relive our faith, pray for those in authority over us, those who have been put into places of authority, and to exercise our right to vote. And if you didn't, next time you should. You need to. It's important. So we stand ready to pray for those in authority and know that ultimately our ultimate authority is God Himself. And we certainly love Him. Talking about authority, we're talking about families and being authority in the home, being a parent in the home, being the kind of authority as a single mom or dad especially can be very challenging. Let's get back to calls. Let's go to Lee. Lee's in Arizona as a single parent with a question. Go right ahead today, Lee.
Hi, Randy. Well, I'm a single father, two boys, and I struggle like every other single father and single parent to try to maintain a balance between paying the bills and providing them with what they need. So my question is, as a Christian, when things get very, very stressful around paying bills and taking care of the things that are responsible, what does God say about staying trusting in His Word when things are more immediate, like taking care of bills, etc.?
All right, Lee, I think I hear maybe underneath that is I've got all these responsibilities. I want to honor God, trust God, and I'm paying the bills and I'm feeling overwhelmed. One of the scriptures very clear that we are to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. If you're looking for a biblical position on this, that the scripture says He'll supply all of our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. I would encourage you now, as a single dad with these two boys, it may be, Lee, that you need to sit down with someone and really say, hey, I'm in a new place. I have new responsibilities, new realities financially, and put together a plan. We talk about developing a game plan. That's one of the habits that we need to be successful in our intentional life. And as a single parent, you know, some of the things that would come to my mind if I were a single dad today, like you are, Lee, with a couple of boys, I'd be thinking about my estate plan. What if something happens to me? You know, do I have that taken care of? Am I preparing for the future? Are the boys getting what they need, not necessarily what they want? We live in a want society today. And you know what? You can cut a little bit here and a little bit there, adjust the budget, and pretty soon you find out, hey, you have more than enough to pay the bills. My experience of working with people over the years, and I've worked with people who are wealthy, I've worked with multimillionaires, I've worked with people who are on the other end of the spectrum, I've seen people who make very little, who have great, they have great sense about how they spend their money and how they use their money and trust in God, and they have great joy. I've seen wealthy people waste money and abuse money and in the process be painful around it and go broke. And so when it comes to your question, I think I would encourage you, Lee, to sit down with someone and say, hey, we're going to put a whole plan together as a single dad, a financial plan, a schedule plan, what things got to be decluttered in my life. Can I stay in the house I'm in? Do I got to sell a car and get something cheaper? Do I got to get rid of some payments? And I would put a plan together that starts with a healthy budget and then decluttering your life. Doing those two things could be very powerful and very helpful to you. I hope that helps. You know, sometimes we get so, here's what happens. We get trapped sometimes. We feel overwhelmed, like we've dug a hole and we're stuck in it. And so instead of stopping and saying, how do I fill this hole up? We keep digging, thinking if I just do what I'm doing now faster, some way or other, that's going to help. And obviously it doesn't. Okay. Let me see. Amber. Amber's on the line. Single mom, Arizona. How can I help today?
Hi, I wanted to call and talk about, you know, what it's like being a single parent and trying to live intentionally, you know, for what, you know, God has planned for us. And, you know, being a single parent and raising my kids alone is definitely a chore in itself. It's almost like a second job. You know, one of the things I really fight with is just finding time to spend with my children, you know, try to teach them about the Bible and the beautiful things that the Lord does for us. Because by the time you get home after working a full-time job, sometimes two full-time jobs, you get home and you're so exhausted you just want your kids to leave you alone. And you're just like, just go to your room. You know, but as a single parent, you don't really have that option. You have to, you know, you have to wear many hats. You know, you're a chauffeur, you're a teacher, you're a nurse, you're a little bit of everything, mom and dad and counselor. And that's probably the hardest thing that I fight with and struggle with. You know, and then you have kids that misbehave. You're like, God, how am I supposed to handle this? And where do I start? How do I explain my kids that this isn't what the Lord wants for us?
Amber, I hear you, and I hear as much of a question, I hear a lot of just observations, you know, things that you've been through. And like you said, it's like a second job, and you're coming home, and you're working two jobs, and I got another job. And it can get pretty overwhelming. You could be the one, I think, Amber, teaching this lesson about habits and declutter. Because at the end of the day, when these two pillars of intentional living become essential, I think begins in the home of a single parent. I mean, it works for all of us. It helps all of us. But if you're a single mom or dad carrying the entire load, man, without the right kind of daily habits and without decluttering your life, you're just going to sink. You're going to be drawn down under the load. The other thing I say to all parents, and you've heard this, everybody hears it, this is a season. It'll be different next year. It doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be easier next year, but it's going to be different. And the following year, different. Every year is different. We go through these seasons, and even the scripture says that to us. There's a time and a season for everything, and right now you're in this season of being pretty overwhelmed. This is Intentional Living. We happen to be landing on the topic of single parents today. Love to hear your thoughts. You can weigh in on our comment line, 888-888-1717.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wished I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
I heard the story about a guy getting to heaven, and he got into heaven, and there was Gabriel meeting him, and sure enough, he got through the gate, and there was his neighbor. He saw his neighbor, lived next to his neighbor all those years, and there he was, Fred, his neighbor. And he said, wow, Fred is here. Man, that's great. And Gabriel said, did you know that Fred was the greatest violinist that ever lived? Said he was? I never heard him play the violin. Yeah, you never heard him play the violin because he never learned how to play. The message being, inside of him was the potential to be the greatest violinist, and he had chosen to say no instead of yes. Well, when I heard that story, it's illustrative of the fact that all of us have potential within us, I think, that we stuff and we don't use, that God intends for us. And our lives are so short. You know, if we could live like the biblical years of 700, 800, 900 years, you could kind of say, well, I'll kind of blow off the first 100, pick it up when I get to be 101. But our time is short. You know, we did the math, and the Bible talks about, you know, 70, 75 years is what we're sort of promised. Some much less, some more. We know that. But I did the math. It's about 27,000 days on the planet. And everyone counts. Living an intentional life is not about perfection. We're not asking you to be a perfect parent. In fact, imperfection is a great way of raising your kids, because you model for them that we're imperfect beings. We need a perfect God to save us from our imperfection and from our sin. But what it does remind us is that we live intentionally, knowing what the next right one thing is and then doing it intentionally. You know, we're just a few weeks away from the end of this year. Can't believe it. And just a couple weeks from Thanksgiving. And here in November, we're doing something really cool for all of our members. Members, you receiving the teaching, watch for it. You just heard an excerpt on it from The Power of Yes and No. These two one-syllable words, among the thousands in the English language, are profound. They can make you or break you, especially when you say yes and mean no, or say no and mean yes. So that coaching CD is coming to members. Watch for it. If you're not a member, it is our gift to you when you join as a member of Intentional Living today. You'll receive this teaching on CD, and then every month in your mailbox will be a brand new, fresh teaching to encourage you on your walk with Christ. And the amount is up to you. The most popular amount is $30 a month, a dollar a day, but you decide. I'll give you the address where you can go online in a moment. And something really special and cool here in November, we put together a little booklet, a little book. It's called Made to Thrive at Christmas, and it's scripture and quotes and thoughts and things to consider for Christmas. It's a cool little book you're going to love to have on your coffee table. And it's our gift to everyone who will share your best gift right now for Intentional Living. We'll get this to you to say thanks. Ask for it. Information available online. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or if you want to talk to a person personally during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. All right, got time for Liberty. Liberty in Arizona. If you call the program live, you always we're always here to talk to you. Or you can leave a question on our comment line, just like Liberty, listening in Arizona. Go ahead.
Hi there, Dr. Randy. My name is Liberty, and I'm currently dating a single parent. And I was just calling to ask, he's a single father of three and a widower. As his potential future spouse, what do I do to support him in this time? How do I most work around his schedule? What would single parents need from their potential future spouse and their datingship partner?
That's a great question, Liberty. I think two things. One is, if you guys are serious about getting married, you need to be very clear on your expectations and reality. Those are the two things that get us in trouble in life. If your expectation is you're going to move in, life is going to be great. I don't know about the kids. You didn't share what ages and so on. But, you know, blended families, even the best of situations can be very difficult. So have realistic expectations and then face reality. Be willing to enter into that relationship knowing that there's going to be moments and it's going to be tough. Because whenever expectations don't match reality, it creates disappointment. A second thing I would encourage you, Liberty, if you're going to be married and you're going to constitute a new family, if you're not going to do that, be careful not to give expectations for the kids. Because your intentions could be good, but the expectations for the kids could be, oh, hey, Liberty's moving in and going to be, quote, mom or stepmom. And then that doesn't pan out, and that creates expectations that are not being met. But if it does, and you move in and you become the step parent, your number one job, in my view, over the years watching single parenting, is to support your husband and helping him be successful in raising his kids. You're not replacing anybody. You're just stepping in to be a support to him. So the question really should be asked of him. How can I support you? What do you need? How can I help you be successful with your kids? Those would be the questions. Okay? Expectations, reality, and intentions. Three things to think about from intentional living. This has been fun today. I think it's been helpful. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for joining in. What we really love hearing are your questions for future programs, your comments for future programs, and you can share those on our comment line at 888-888-1717. Same number, just press number 2, the prompt number 2 takes you to our comment section, okay? All right, thank you much, Rob and Stephen. Thank you guys for your work, and for all of you, thank you for being a part of the Intentional Living family, and a special word of thanks to our members. You help make all of this possible. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.